From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. South Korea's new president, Moon Jae-in, was sworn in Wednesday and said he's prepared to travel to Pyongyang under the right conditions to ease tensions with North Korea over its nuclear and missile programs. In his inaugural address, he also said he's committed to strengthening the alliance with the U.S. while seriously negotiating deployment of the U.S. THAAD anti-missile system. Mr. Moon won a landslide election victory Tuesday, taking the lion's share of the youth vote. Turnout exceeded 80%. Nursing student Min Soo Kim in Los Angeles is excited.
I was really happy because I figured out that he is being a president today at 10 o'clock. And I had a class that time, so I just like, yay, everyone! See, he got it! Yes, so we are so happy. Like, my age friends are really happy right now.
Will his desire to engage with North Korea clash with U.S. policy? Bruce Bennett is an analyst with the RAND Corporation.
It depends. President Trump has been talking on and off about negotiating with North Korea. It's not entirely clear that it is contrary to U.S. policy. It's certainly different from what many Americans have been expecting in terms of a hardline policy of possible military strike.
Mr. Moon takes power in the wake of the March ouster of his predecessor, Park Geun-hye, who was on trial in a corruption scandal that forced her from office. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir has sacked his army chief, Paul Malong, replacing him with General James Ajongo, who's an ethnic minority Luo. Civil war has plagued the country since late 2013, when Mr. Kiir Dinka fired his vice president, Riek Machar, anew. Several senior army officers resigned in February, accusing Malong of conducting an ethnic war. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump has authorized the arming of YPG Kurds in Syria, fighting alongside Arab militia against Islamic State. They make up the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces driving toward the IS-held city of Raqqa. The move places the U.S. at odds with NATO ally Turkey, who considers the YPG a terrorist group. Sean Spicer is a White House spokesman.
The SDF, partnered with enabling support from U.S. and coalition forces, are the only force on the ground that successfully seize Raqqa in the near future. We're keenly aware of the security concerns of our coalition partners in Turkey. We want to reassure the people and the government of Turkey that the U.S. is committed to preventing additional security risks and protecting our NATO ally.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said his intent is to work with the Turks to take Raqqa down. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is to visit the White House next week. The European Union has called on the U.S. to keep funding U.N. agencies, even as the Trump administration ponders caps or cuts in contributions. The U.S. is the U.N.'s top contributor. Federica Mogherini, the EU's foreign policy chief, addressed the Security Council.
It is essential for us that we all keep investing in these U.N. agencies. They are as important to global peace and security as defense spending, and sometimes even more. And we Europeans consider this support to the UN system as crucial investment in our own security.
Meanwhile, the U.S. called on the EU to toughen its sanctions against Syria and North Korea and do more to convince Iran to end its destabilizing actions. At least four UN peacekeepers in Central African Republic were killed Tuesday when their convoy was ambushed by Christian anti-Balaka militants in the southeast. Several were wounded, one peacekeeper missing. The UN says at least eight militants were killed. President Donald Trump late Tuesday fired James Comey, director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, saying he's no longer able to effectively lead the law enforcement agency. The president acted on the recommendation of his attorney general and his deputy. Senator Chuck Schumer leads the Democratic minority in the Senate.
I told the president, Mr. President, with all due respect, you are making a big mistake.
Mr. Trump's decision followed an FBI admission that Comey overstated a key finding in the investigation of Democrat, former Secretary of State, and former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's email during his congressional testimony last week. A tunnel at a facility in Washington state that stores radioactive plutonium partly collapsed Tuesday, forcing evacuation of thousands of workers. Federal officials later said there was no sign anyone was exposed to radiation. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said the U.S. economy will not be able to achieve a 3% growth target rate this year. He told Reuters that Congress, which must approve President Trump's tax, trade, regulatory, and energy policies, is slow-walking everything. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ composite, a barometer of the U.S. tech industry, closed at a record high Tuesday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.